Okay, today's daf is daf dalet. So we got to the last two words on Gimel and Beis. The Gemara is quoting a number of statements in the name of Rabbi Shub and Levi. And so the Gemara says, Amr Bishub ben Levi, going on to daf dalet now. The Gemara quotes a series of cities. Lod v'ono v'geach harashim, mukafos choma mimosi shub benun. These were some examples. We're talking about walled cities that would read on the 15th. So these are a few examples of such cities that were walled from the times of Yeshub benun. So Gemara says, v'hani Yeshub benanyu. Were these built by Yeshua ben Nun? Va El Pa'el ben Anu. They were built by El Pa'el, who came from Sheva ben Yamin. It says in the Pasuk in Divrei Yamin, Dichsiv, Uvnei El Pa'el, Aver Umisham Veshemer, Hu Bana Es Ono Veslod Uvno Seha. So it was built by El Pa'el, not by Yeshua ben Nun. So Gemara says, wait a second. L'tamech, before, even according to your Svara, that you're basing this on a Pasuk, wasn't it really Asa ben Anu? Asa was the one who built it, not El Pa'el, and not Yeshua ben Nun. Dichsid says in a different pasuk in Divrei Yamin Beis, Vayiven, different yourselves here, read the parentheses, Vayiven, says, Ari Mitzura, Sashel Yehuda, Ari Mitzura, Be Yehuda. So these cities were built actually by Asa, so who really built them? And so Gemara says, there is no contradiction between these three psukim, that Amar Be'alzar, Hani Mukafos Chomim Yeshu Benunin. These are really cities that were walled dating back to times of Yeshu Benun. And Harabi made Pilegish Begiva during the fights of Pilegish Begiva, which we discussed a couple days ago. So that was the end of Maseches Tainus. So these cities were destroyed. The Asa Apal Bananu, and then Apal came along, he rebuilt them. And then Hadar Inpal, they fell. Then Asa Sheptinu, then he came and he fixed them up. So all three had what to do. They contributed to building these cities, but they did really historically date back to the time of Yeshua Benun, and therefore they would be examples of cities whereby they would read on the 15th of Adar. And the Gemara says, Dekanami, there's a proof from this, it's very precise. If you read the Psukim, the Chassid, it says by Asa, Vayomer li Yehuda, Asa said to Yehuda, Nivne es ha'arm ha'elu, let's build these cities, which imply that they already existed, Mechlal de'arm havu me'kara shema amina. So now the Gemara says another statement. Yeshua ben Levi had a lot to say about the halachas of Purim. So the Gemara now says, "Amr Yeshua ben Levi, Nashim chayavos b'mikra Megillah she'af hein ayu ba'os hanes. Women are also obligated in listening to Kriyas Megillah because they were also involved in the Nes. So whenever af hein ayu ba'os hanes comes up, which comes up around three times in the Gemara, it comes up here, comes up by Dal Kosas, and comes up also by, what's the third place I'm forgetting right now? By Chanukah. So it always explains as Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. What does it mean, Af Heina Yubosa Nes? So Rashi explains every place. If you look at Rashi, Shaf Heina Yubosa Nes, they were in the same danger as everybody else. Shaf Al Hanoshim Gazer Haman Lahashmid Laharo Galabed Minar Vadzakin Taf Hanoshim. They were also just as endangered as the men were. Now, Tosfos always argues, he quotes the Rashbam. If you look at Tosfos, Shaf Heina Yubosa Nes, Perish Rashbam. No, not because they were in the same danger. Rather, Ikr Nes Haya Ayadam Bipurim. So they were the ones actually orchestrating the Nes. They were the primary ones performing the Nes. How do we see this? When it came to Purim, Ayde Esther, Bechanaka Ayde Yehudis, Bepesach Shabbichus Tzidkaniyo Shabbosu Ador Nigalu. So each of them had a very pivotal role in the really and leading to the Gula. That's the understanding. It's a bit of a question, Af Hein Yubosa Nes, how that fits in. But that's the machlokas between Rashi and the Rashbam. Af Hein means they were also as endangered, or Af means they were the Iker ones performing the Nes. So look at Tosfos above that Tosfos, Dira Maschil Nashim. Asks Tosfos. It says, Nashim Chayavos Mikra Megillah. The Chayav and Megillah, just like men are. Mikan Mashma, Shanashim Motzios Esachem Yudei Chavasan. It sounds like that the women could be motzi other people, even men, because it's the same level chiv. Af hein ayu ba'os hanes. Midelo kamar lishmor mikra megillah, v'hachinami mash b'erchin, the kamar ha'kol k'sherim l'kros megillah, everyone's included, v'hakol lasuye mai, ha'kol k'sherim lasuye mai, mishani lasuye nashim, mash b'lahotzi afilu anashim, that women have the same obligation as men, and they're able to be motzi, forgetting questions of coveted tzibur and kolisha, but in terms of the level of chiv, women have the same exact level as men, and they can be motzi them in theory. But the problem is, he says, v'kasha, dabe tosefta, tani behedia, detumtum ein motzi lasa mino, v'lo she'en mino, v'androgynous motzi es mino, vein motzi es she'en mino, upshita de lo adiv isha me'androgynous. It doesn't make sense that women are greater than androgynous. In other words, if an androgynous could only be motzi its same type, but cannot be motzi another Jew, so a woman can't be motzi another Jew either, another man. So this goes against what we're assuming now. V'chein pasku ha-halachas agadolos, the Bahag, t'isha motzia mina, avalo anashim. Women can only be motzi their same type, only women, but not men. So he says, "V'yesh lomar desaka daritech de lo yol kriyasan afilu lhotzi anashim." So the chiddush here is that, according to the Bahagalis, that you would think that women can't even moti women themselves; they wouldn't be able to. K'mashmon chayavim hakol da chayavim da kol chayavim b'shmiya avadim anashim v'ketan. Everyone's chayav in shmiya, even women. In other words, according to the Bahag, women could only be motzi the other women, but not motzi men. Tosus felt that they could even be motzi men. So it sounds like the machlok is here, the way Tosus presents it is the chiv women one of shmir or one of kriya? Men's chiv is kriya. We have an obligation to read it. So we could be motzi others through the kriya. Women's obligation only is shmir, only to listen to it. So that's why they can't be motzi us. We have an obligation of kriya. Their obligation is only one of shmiya, so they can't be korei on our behalf because they have no obligation to read it. Their only obligation is to hear it. Now, the question the Turi Evan asks is as follows. He says, wait a second here. We just said before that women are chayiv af heino yubos anes, would seem like the same level of chiv. How could the Bahag say that the chiv is different of women than men if they're included the same way, af hein hayubos anes? So there are a few answers given, and the af anes says as follows. It says, the chiv of Mikra Megillah, they're really two dinim. There's one element of pirsum hanes. Pirsum hanisa is one element of kriyas megillah. And the other element is a zechiras ma'isa malik, to remember what a malik did to us. So the Avnei Nezer says, we have, based on many rishonim, that women are pater from the mitzvah of zechiras malik. Why? Since women are pater from mechiyas malik, they don't have to fight in the mechama, mela they're pater in the zechiras malik. So women's obligation is only for the pirsum hanisa. But the men's obligation is double. It's both the pirsum hanisa and also the zechiras hamalek. And that reason, the women and men are in different playing fields in terms of being motzi each other. Okay, back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Amar b'shub ben Levi, another statement he says by Megillah. It says, Purim shechalios b'shabbos, sholin v'darshin b'nyanei shayom. If Purim falls out on a Shabbos, you give a shir, you give a drasha on the Purim. So Rashi explains here, interestingly, sholin v'darshin, Mamidim Turgaman lifnei Chacham. You set up a Turgaman in front of a Chacham. The Chacham darshan, so the Turgaman would either translate or amplify, be able to everyone hear. The Chacham didn't have a loud voice necessarily. So the Mamidim a Turgaman lifnei Chacham. Lidrosh I Geris Purim Rabim. They'd be darshaning the Geris, the letter of the Purim Rabim. So it comes out from this, actually, it might be that Purim Megillah might not be Muksa. Because normally we say Purim Megillah's Esther is a Muksa on Shabbos. We don't assume a Megillah Shir Shirim or Kelas and Muksa. On Shabbos, we attack and lay them on Shabbos. But Megillah's Esther, we don't lay them. We're not allowed to lay Megillah's Esther on Shabbos. But it sounds like from this Rashi that they would actually hold the Geres of Purim, the Megillah's Esther itself, and darshan it, which sounds like it wouldn't be considered a Muksa. Either way, he said, when Purim falls out on Shabbos, we can't lay the Megillah. So what do? Instead, we darshan the Megillah. So my Irya Purim, Afil Yom Tov Nami. So what's the Chiddush? Why is he specifying? Why is he honing in on Purim? There's a special inyan to give a drasha on Purim Shechalios b'Shabbos. On Yantiv in general, every Yantiv there's such a concept. The Tanya, Moshe Tikan Lehem Yisrael, Shusholim v'Darshim Binyanei Shayom Halachas b'Pesach v'Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres b'Atzeres, Hilchos Chag b'Chag. So we know in general Moshe Rabbeinu made two takanas by Yom Tov. One is Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag to prepare. That's one takan he made. And then on the Chag itself, we made another takan to learn the Lachas of Pesach on Pesach and Atzeres and Atzeres. So that's general by all Yom Tovim. So what's Rishum and Levi adding that Purim has the same din? Of course, we'd have the same din. And the Gemara says, no, the Chiddush is Purim Itzrichle. So Mal, the same, I would have thought Nigzar Mishum Deraba. Just like there's a Gezera that one's not allowed to lane Megillas Esther, maybe there should be a Gezera, a person shouldn't learn Megillas Esther either on Shabbos. Kamashwan, that no, we have that general concept that you're supposed to darshan about the Inyanei Ayom, not particularly Yantif. And that's included in this Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. Although it didn't exist by Moshe Rabbeinu, but that Takana did extend itself even to the Yom Tov Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos. Now, if you look at Tosin in this bottom here, Tosin writes Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos. Tosin just points out Dafka B'Shabbos. There's only an inyan to darshan to give a shir about Purim when it falls out on Shabbos. The fish ain't karna Megillah, mishum gzer de rabba, because you can't read the Megillah. Aval b'chol, on a weekday, if Purim falls out on a Monday, for example, ain't sach, you don't need to give a drasha, there's no shir of Purim on Purim, sheri karna Megillah, utfei ika pirsum anisa. By laying the Megillah itself, that generates an even greater pirsum anisa, and there's no need to give a drasha as well. So Gemara now says, yet another statement in the name of Yishuv ben Levi, this is the last one. The Gemara says, Amr Yishuv ben Levi, Adam, Chayv Adam, Likros es Megillah Balaila, Ulishno Sabayom. There's an obligation to read the Megillah at nighttime and then repeat it again during the daytime. Shinemar, it says in the Pasuk, Elo kai ekro yomam, that you're going to call out during the day, velo sanev alayla lo dimia, and at nighttime you're not going to be silent, which implies you're going to say something as well at nighttime. Savri minei. So the initial understanding was, when Rav Shmuel Levi said this, lemikre belayla ulemisne masnisin didab biyamama. The initial thought was, since it says chayv likos megillah, and lishnosa can mean to learn. So they thought maybe at nighttime you should read the Megillah, and during the daytime learn the Mishnayos. This, by the way, is a Mar Malkum. You look at every machzor, every article machzor, there's always a the Mishnayos of Rosh Hashanah, Mishnayos of Yuma. There's a concept to learn the Mishnayos of that particular Yom Tov. This seems to be a Mar Malkum for that, at least in the Hava Mina here. So the point was, at nighttime you read the Megillah, during the daytime you learn the Mishnayos of Maseches Megillah. That was the initial understanding of Rabbi Shimon Levi's statement. And the Gemara says, no. Amar lehu Rabbi Yirmiya ledidim afar shalim inayi was explained to me to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba that what does it mean? Kigon de amri inchi, like people say avor parashta da vesnai. Let's be maver the sedra and let's do it a second time. Lishnosa could either mean to learn mishnatam or it could be a shenis a second time to repeat it. So of course we paskin that you don't learn the mishnahs, you can if you want, but the mitzvah is to read it at nighttime and then read it a second time ulishnosa a second time during the day. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk. So to sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the daytime, it's a reference to the reading of Megillah, Afilu Bayom. So if you look at Tos in the bottom, last Tos in the bottom here, he writes, Chayv Adam Liko says a Megillah, Belayla Lishosa Bayom. Omeri, Afagav de Mevarech Zman Belayla, even though a Shechianu was said at nighttime, Choser Mevarech also Bayom. We have to repeat it a second time. Why? Dikr Pusimanisa, Havi Bekriya, the Imam. Because that's the Iker way to perform to remember the miracle during the daytime, so we do repeat the Shechianu two times. The Gemara now says, last a few lines of the Amun here. We said in the Mishnah that there's a special heter that the Kfarim were allowed to read earlier on Yom HaKnisa. So the Gemara says, Ela Shekfarim Akdim Liyom HaKnisa. And Amr Bechanina, why? Chachamim Hikilu Ala Kfarim, they were leaning on the Kfarim, Liyos Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa, to read earlier on a Monday or Thursday before Purim. Kidei Shiyispeku Maim Umazom Lachim Shibikrachim. In order that if they get rid of the Mekir Megillah, they check their box by reading earlier, that means the Purim day itself, they'll be available to sell for the krachim to people in the big cities to have what to eat for the Suda's Purim. So it sounds like from this understanding that it was a toelis for the krachim. It was to benefit the krachim, so they should have what food to buy. And that's what the Gemara says going on to Amud Beis now. Top of Dalam and Beis, Lemaimer, is this to suggest the takanta the krachim havi? This was to benefit the krachim? We tried to get the kfarim, get rid of the Mikra Megillah out of the way so they could benefit the krachim. Is that really true? But Atani, the Mishnah tells us in Daf Beis, Chal Lios Besheni, if Purim falls out on a Monday, Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Karin Babayom. So the Kfarim would read on the same exact day on Monday. And that means they wouldn't be available on Purim to sell food. Vim Is, if it's really true, they're supposed to be available to sell food to the Krachim, Liktimu Liyom HaKnisa, let them recite the Megillah the Thursday prior, so that Monday they'll be available to help the Krachim to have food to buy. So again, Vim Isa, Liktimu Liyom HaKnisa. Gemara says, you're right, that would have been a good svara. The problem is, havelu asara. From Monday to Thursday, Monday is the 14th, that means the Thursday prior is the 10th, and we have the klal, the asara lo tikinu rabbanan, we can't read earlier than the 11th of Adar, so for technicality, we're not able to do that. In theory, we'd want to do that, but we're not able to because it's too early to read the Megillah. Now, it is interesting to note, because there's the Or Zeruah that quotes from the Yushalmi, that if a person's not available on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th lane, he could read as early as Rosh Chodesh. He could read Rosh Chodesh Ad, he could actually read the Megillah. It's similar to what the Gemara, the Haggadah, we say, that Yachal one might think, may Rosh Chodesh, we say not. But there's a concept ready from Rosh Chodesh to start preparing for a Pesach. So too by Adar, there's a concept of Rosh Chodesh to ready start preparing for Megillah. So that Havamina exists. I think even the Maskan and the Rosh Paskin, the Or Zeruah Paskins, you could read from Rosh Chodesh. But this Gemara clearly says not the case. You can't read earlier than the 10th. Either way, the Gemara says, okay, so it's not necessarily, might be to benefit the Krachim, but just for technicality, the Kfarim can't read on the Thursday prior. So the Gemara says, okay, I'll give you another scenario. Tashma, Chal Lios B'chamishi. If the 14th of Adar falls out on a Thursday, Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Karin Babayom, the big cities and the villagers all read on the 14th. Now, Vim Isa, if this is all to benefit the Krachim, Liktimu Liyom HaKnisa Dechadasarhu. So let them go read on the Monday prior, which would be the 11th, which is in the right time frame, and they're allowed to read the Megillah. This way they'll be available on Thursday to sell food to the Krachim. Why don't we suggest that? So Gemara says, you're right, we should, but there's a klal, Yom HaKnisa, Yom HaKnisa lo Adochanin. We have this klal, we don't push from one Yom HaKnisa to another Yom HaKnisa. Whatever, there's no real svar for it, but that's what they say. So the one explanation is that once we don't push from a Monday to Thursday, the klal assumes we don't go from Thursday to Monday, even though it's within the same time frame, and even though it means they won't be available to sell to the Krachim, that's a klal we have. So it's not a kasha necessary. We still are holding up the idea that the reason why the Kfarim read earlier is simply they should be available for the Krachim. Now the Gemara is going to now change this whole understanding. The Gemara says, Tashma, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, when is this true that a Kfarim could read earlier? If they live in villages where they regularly go to the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays, that's part of their schedule. If it's a place where they don't go on Mondays and Thursdays, they only read in the right time, which is whenever your dal falls out, that's when they read. Now, if the whole point where we let them read earlier is so they should be available and to benefit for the krachim, simply because the villagers are not going on Mondays and Thursdays regularly, the krachim should lose out? So the Gemara says, no. This whole idea of the kfarim reading earlier is not to benefit the krachim. It was actually to reward the kfarim, a completely different angle. We don't care about the krachim at all. The kfarim are busy, you know, they're busy schlepping in on Mondays and Thursdays. They're schlepping a Monday, Thursday, and another Tuesday and a Wednesday as well. That's a big schlep for them, so we did it to benefit them. The Gemara says as follows, Lo tema kidei shis bekumayim amazon. It's not that we have the kfarim read earlier so that they should be available to sell water and food to the krachim. That's not the reason. Ella, ema, it's a reward, since the villagers, the ones schlepping in food to sell to Krachim, to reward them for doing so, we're being lenient and we're saying, you know what? You don't have to schlep in a third time during the week. It's enough to read it when you come in on Monday, Thursday, Yom HaKnisa. That's when you can read the Megillah and be Yotzei that one. So now the Gemara says the two dots. Gemara is going to go through all the different, we had the different days, the different permutations of when the different perm falls out on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and so on. So the Gemara points out, that's the Mishnah. Mishnah Resha, Dinakit Sidura Diyircha. What's the reason why, initially, the Mishnah in the beginning, it had the order of the month, and it went through Alf, rather, Yud Alf, Yud Beji, Gimel Yud Dalet Tezvav. Well, Mishnah Seifa, Dinakit Sidura Diyoma. But when it started giving the examples, it said, what happens if a perm falls out on a Monday? And what happens, then you could read it on a Monday. What happens if it falls out on a Tuesday and a Wednesday? I mean, it changed its focus from the order days of the month versus the days of the week. Why did it do it that way? I mean, the Mishnah should first give an example that if Purim falls out on a Sunday, then the farm read on Thursday, which ends up being Yud Aleph. That should have been the first example, Yud Aleph. It falls out on Shabbos and Yud Beis. It should have given those examples. Why does it change the focus? And the Gemara explains, because I did the Mishab Chaylei Naket Sidur Diyomim. Because once it was changing the order, it's confusing, then we wanted to go in order of the days of the week. Just look at Rashi to explain it a little bit clearer. Rashi writes, I did around eight narrow lines down. I did the Mishab Chaylei Naket Sidur Diyomim. Klomar, I did Shim Haya Oches Yimei Shabbos, the Fiseida Yimei Chodesh, Yunab Chanel. If you went in order of the dates of the month, it would have been confused. It would have been opposite. The Tobir Gers also has shown it as a mission. You would have forgotten how it goes. The Fisha Yatzarach Laskin La'achor. You have to go backwards. Achar Shabbos Dainu Yod Alf. Meaning you have to go through. Okay, Sunday is if Purim is on Sunday, that means Yod Alf is on Thursday. And then Yud Beis is going to be if it falls out on a Shabbos. And it's going backwards. Sunday, Shabbos, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday. It's backwards order. A person won't remember better as easy. Therefore, he wanted to go in order of the days of the week. From Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that's simply an easier way to remember. It's just about yourselves. So now the Gemara says, back inside, halfway down the narrow lines here, Chal Yos Be'er Shabbos, Sevechulei. So the Gemara says, our Masis and our Mishnah is money. Who authored our Mishnah? E Rabbi Yosef. It could be either one of them. My Rebbe, where do we find Rebbe Shita? The Tani, the Braisa says, Chal Yos Be'er Shabbos, if Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos, Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa, they read on earlier day, Umukafin Choma Karma Bayom, and the walled cities, although they should read on the Shabbos, which is the 15th, they can because of Shabbos, they read on Friday the 14th. But Rebbe Omer Ani, I hold, Lo Yitcha Yaros Mim Komom, the Yaros should not be uprooted from their place, rather, they should read on the 14th, the big unwalled cities should remain on a Friday on the 14th, Elu Ve'elu Karma Bayom, So the walled cities and unwalled cities, both of them read on a Friday. In this scenario, they read together, and it's the Kvarim that read on Thursday on the 13th. So Gemara says, so my time in the Tanakhama. What's the reason in the Tanakhama where they say that we should uproot the unwalled cities from Friday the 14th to read on Thursday the 13th? The Tanakhama, my time in the Tanakhama. It says in the Pasuk, B'chol Shana V'Shana, every single year. Ma kol Shana V'Shana, Ayaros Kodmos L'mukafim. Just like every single year, the unwalled cities read prior to the walled cities, Afkan, here too as well, Ayaros Kodmos L'mukafim. So to the unwalled cities should read before the walled cities. And the walled cities have to read on Friday, because they can't read on Shabbos the 15th. They can't read on Shabbos, so they're pushed off to the 14th on Friday. They can't have the unwalled cities reading the same day, so they're pushed off to the Thursday, the 13th. So the Gemara says, wait a second, according to the Svar of Tanakhama, that we have this consistency each year, Veima b'chol shana v'shana, we should say, just like every single year, Makol shana v'shana, Ein nidachin ayaras mimkomom, the unwalled cities never get uprooted from their day. They always read in the Yodalad. So Afkan here as well, Lo yitchu ayaras mimkomom, they shouldn't be uprooted either, they should remain on the 14th like every other year. So Gemara says, "Shani hachi de lefsher." Here, it's not possible. We're stuck. There's other considerations, and since we're stuck, we have to uproot it. It's not a classic case here. Rebbe, which is how our Mishnah holds, like Rebbe, my time, what's the reason of Rebbe, where he holds that the ayaros read on the same day and the Friday? My time, b'chol shana v'shana, ma kol shana v'shana, every single year, ein ayaros nitchemim komam. Every single year, the unwalled cities read on the 14th. They don't get moved from the 14th. Afkan here as well, lo yitchu ayaros mim komam. Here as well, they should not be uprooted, and they read on the 14th, even though it's the same day that the walled cities are reading as well. The ema, maybe we should say, b'chol shana v'shana, ma kol shana v'shana, ayaros kodmos l'mukafin. The unwalled cities always read a day before the walled cities. Afkan nami ayaros kodmos l'mukafin. Here as well, maybe we should move the unwalled cities a day prior to the walled cities. Shani hachadulafsha, here it's not possible, we're stuck, and therefore he chose this way. So they both have the same pasuk, they're just darshaning different ways. Either way, Rebbe's clear that he's like the Mishnah, that when Friday, the Purim falls down on Friday, the unwalled cities read on Friday, even though it's the same day as the walled city. That's Rebbe. Comes along the Gemara, now first medium wide line down, my Rebbe Yossi, what's Rebbe Yossi Shita, that he also might be the author of our Mishnah. The Sani, the Baisa says, Chal Yos Be'er Shabbos, if a Purim falls out on Friday, Mukafin Ukvarim Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa. Here, the walled cities are actually reading on a Thursday before the unwalled cities, which are reading on a Friday. That's the Tanakhama here. So Mukafin Ukvarim Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa Vayaros Gadolos Korin Babayom. And the unwalled cities remain reading on the 14th, which is Friday. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Mukafin Kodmos Layaros. We can never have the walled cities read before the unwalled cities. Ela Eilu Ve'elu Korin Babayom. They read on the Friday together, which is consistent with our Mishnah. Now we're going to get to the Svar. Why? My time at the Tanakhama, why do they hold that the walled cities read the day earlier, the 13th on Thursday? The Chesiv, it says, B'chol Neshana V'Shana. Mako Shana V'Shana, every single year, Ayaros Bar Basar, Bizmano Shazeh, Lo Zmano Shazeh. So every year, the walled cities and unwalled cities are different days. Afkana Yaros Bar Basar, we have to leave the unwalled city on the 14th, which remains constant. Vizmano Shazeh, Lo Zmano Shazeh. And therefore, we're stuck. We have to have the walled cities read a different day. It can't be the 15th, that Shabbos. So we're forced to have it on the 13th, the day prior. V'ema, maybe we should say, B'chol Shana V'Shana, every single year, Ma'akol Shana V'Shana, Ein Mukafin, Kodmin L'Ayaros. Every single year, the walled cities are not prior to the unwalled cities. Afkan Ein Mukafin, Kodmin L'Ayaros. Here as well, we should not have the walled cities prior to the unwalled cities. And the Gemara says, Shani Hach D'Lashah. Here, it's a case of it's impossible. We have to make a decision. So therefore, we chose this understanding that they should be different days and ignore the fact that the Mukafin are earlier than the unwalled cities. My time with Rabbi Yossi, what was his reason? Where he says, no, the unwalled cities and walled cities both read together on Friday. My time with Rabbi Yossi, b'chol shana v'shana, ma'akol shana v'shana, ein mukafin kodmin l'ayaros. Every single year, the walled cities do not read the day before the unwalled cities, afkan ein mukafin kodmin l'ayaros. We can't have the walled cities read a day earlier either. Veima, maybe we should say, b'chol shana v'shana, ma'akol shana v'shana, zmano shazeh lo zmano shazeh, that they're never the same day. So afkan zmano shazeh lo zmano shazeh, they should be on different days. Which the Gemara can answer, Shani Hacha, the Lefshah, here it's impossible. We have to make some decision, and therefore we preferred them being on the same day and not having the walled cities read a day earlier. So the Gemara now says, the Savar Rebbe, Ayaris Lo Dachinu Le Yom HaKnisa. So Rebbe's whole premise was we never make the unwalled cities push off from its actual day. Is that really true? He never pushes it off. Va'atana, doesn't the Brisa say, Chalios B'Shabbos, if the unwalled city, if Purim rather, falls down on Shabbos, Kfarim Makdim li Maknisa, the villagers read on Thursday beforehand, which is the 12th. And via Ayaros Gedolos,
Karim Erev Shabbos, and they read on a Friday, according to the Tanakhama, Umukovas Choma Lamacha, and the next day, Sunday, which is the 15th, is when the walled cities read it. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Omer Ani, I hold once the unwalled cities can't read on its own day because the 14th is Shabbos, why make it Friday? Let's just push it to a Yom HaKnisa. So we see there, we have a concept that Rebbe agrees that you do push off the unwalled city to a Yom HaKnisa. So here as well, if it's an Purim's Erev Shabbos, maybe we should also say the unwalled cities should be pushed off to Yom HaKnisa. You might say, Hachi Asha. Hasam is Manam Shabbos Hi. So there, when Purim is on Shabbos, once we're removing it from one place, may as well put it on Yom HaKnisa. But here, Hacha, when Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, Zmanim Erev Shabbos, the time is Erev Shabbos. In other words, we're not going to uproot Purim if you can't read it on the proper day. The only time he suggests pushing it to a Yom HaKnisa is we're uprooting it anyways because it's Shabbos. Then we say, may as well have it go back in Yom HaKnisa. But just stop to uproot it when the right time is Erev Shabbos where you can read it, that much he wouldn't say to uproot it to Yom HaKnisa. Gemara now says, Kiman Azal, who is the author of the following statement? Had Amar Rabbi Chalba, Amar Rabbi Huna, Rifuna. Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos, HaKol Nidcha Mi Yom HaKnisa. That if Purim falls out on Shabbos, everyone reads on Yom HaKnisa, walled cities, unwalled cities, villagers, everyone reads on Thursday. HaKol Nidcha Tzakadaitach, you're really going to say everybody's going to read on Thursday? V'ha'ika Mukafin Davdi L'machar, but the walled cities are certainly going to read tomorrow, Sunday, which is the 15th. Why would you say HaKol Nidcha? Why would you be uprooting the walled cities? Ela kola nidcha, anybody who needs to be pushed off, in other words, anyone who's supposed to read on the 14th, all the unwalled cities, yidchel yom haknisa, they get pushed off to the Thursday, to the 12th. Who is that like? That's kiman kirebi, like we just saw. The Rebbe says, once you're pushing them off from Shabbos, push the unwalled cities off all the way till Thursday. So now the Gemara says, the chuliyama mia, everybody agrees, after all the dust has settled, the one thing everybody does agree to is that Megillah b'Shabbos lo karinam. We certainly do not read Megillah's Esther on Shabbos. My time and what's the reason? So Amar Rabba, HaKol Chayavim b'Kriyas Megillah, V'ein HaKol B'Kim b'Mikra Megillah. Everyone has an obligation to hear Megillah, but not everybody is an expert how to read the Megillah. And what's going to happen? Gezer Shema Yitlenu B'Yado V'Yelech Eitzah Baki Lilmod. A person might take his own personal Megillah and walk to an expert Baal Kari to teach him. V'Yavirenu Arba Amos B'Rishis Rabbim. He's going to end up carrying outside of Rishis Rabbim Dal Amos and violate an Isser, the Raisa of a Hotza. So the high time of the shofar, high time of the lulav. That's the reason why we don't blow shofar on Shabbos, and that's why we don't shake lulav on Shabbos either. Now, before we go by, just look at Tosas for a second here. Tosas Dibra Maskula Vavirenu, the second one, Vavirenu Arba Amos B'Shusarabim, Aval Mila B'Shabbos Ein Litchos. When it comes to Shabbos, Mila, we don't say, oh, there shouldn't be a bris Mila on Shabbos because he might Shema Yavirenu, because the Hachamira Shekein Nichosol La Yud Gimel Brisos. Bris is a very serious mitzvah. It's 13 covenants were made, so we don't want to push things away because of that gzerah. The gam ein adam mal elim kein hayabaki, the sakana yesh b'davar. No one's going to learn the day of his son's bris how to be a mo. It doesn't work that way. So we're not by a Megillah. A person can, in theory, learn the trop that day, learn how to shake the lulav, learn how to build a shofar. But Mila requires a lot more expertise than simply going to a baki and Shabbos and learning that very day, and there's no real chashash. Ach, nishal lari, halevi, he was asked the following shayla. Eich token b'motza yom kippur. How can you blow the shofar in Motzei Yom Kippur? Follow Asher Lasos Melacha Ad Sheyavdil. You can't do a Melacha until you've made Havdalah in Yom Kippur. Vesu, and we blow the shofar before we make Havdalah in Yom Kippur. Vesu, furthermore, Shema Yelech Eitzah Baki K'techashinim Rashanosh Chalias B'Shabbos. Yom Kippur is like a Shabbos, in essence. It's not you can't carry Yom Kippur. It's the same exact halacha as carrying a Shabbos. So how do you blow shofar on Yom Kippur if Yom Kippur is not more not over? So it's still, you're doing a Melacha before Havdalah. Number two is, might you not go to a baki to learn how to blow shofar, just like by Rosh Hashanah? That's a double question he asks. Vim kein, hayalanu lemecha shalai gzeira. So Tosas answers, but here it's, de mishum de kia shofar chachma vei melacha. Number one is, shofar is not a melacha. It's not a violation of against Havdalah. You could do a chachma before Havdalah. Number two, v'gam lo chashin shema yelech eitzah baki. We're also not concerned the person is going to go carry a shofar in Yom Kippur to learn how to blow the shofar. De mishum de kia achas sheino ela mishum zeichel yovam. The blowing of one shofar, one series of shofar blowing on Yom Kippur, it's not a mitzvah. It's only a zecha ba'amal. It's not a lot. No one's going to schlep his shofar to learn how to blow on Yom Kippur, and therefore the gzeir rabba is not relevant to Yom Kippur like it is by Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot and Purim. So now the Gemara says, go back inside, last four lines of the Amud here. Rav Yosef Amar, b'pnei she'neim shalanim nosos nisus b'mikra Megillah. He gives a different svara as to why we don't lay Megillah on Shabbos. It's because the Aniyim are looking forward to getting their money, Matanos Avyonim, when they read the Megillah. Now, if the Megillah is read on Shabbos, they're not going to be able to collect their money, and therefore, to benefit the Aniyim, we said, let's never lay the Megillah on Shabbos. We're only laying during the week, whereby the Aniyim could actually collect their Matanos Levyonim. In Tanya Nami Hachi, the Raisa says the same thing. Even though the villagers can't read on a day earlier, that they are able to collect on that day, the day where they read it. So Rashi just says here, Govin Bobayom, Shemakdimim Bo Likros, Govin Hagabayim, Matanos Levyonim, Umechalkin Laniyim. Meaning you collect and give out the money the day you read, the earlier day Yom HaKnisa. So we see that the Mikra Megillah is attached to Matanos Levyonim. So Gemara says, Afa Bisha Amru, even though, Adaba, Mishum Damru, the word Afa Bisha shouldn't be there. It should say, since the Kfarim read earlier, that's why they collect and give out that Matanos Levyonim on Yom HaKnisa. So Gemara says, Ella, Hoyel the Amrusha Kfar Makdim Yom HaKnisa. Since we say that the villagers read on Yom HaKnisa, Govim Baba Yom, Umechalkim Baba Yom, we end up collecting the Matanos of Yom that day, and we divvy out the Matanos of Yom that day. Bipnei Sheinayim Shalim Nisuz Mimik Megillah, because they're always anticipating, always looking forward to Megillah to collect the Matanos of Yonim. Aval, while the shoe of Matanos of Yonim, Mikra Megillah, goes to Yom HaKnisa, Aval, going into Daf Hay now, we just a few words, Simcha Eino Noheges El Bezmanah. But the actual simcha of Maichel Mishra, says Rashi, the actual Purim Suda, that must take place on Purim. Meaning, even though the Kfarim read earlier, Mikra Megillah, and they give Matanos of Yom earlier as well, but the Suda itself must take place Bezmana. And Rashi says, Bezmana, B'yudalad. Mitoch Shichova Boba Yom, Al Koyach V'yachad Koronos Afil B'yachad, that Kol Koronbo, I said it's a later on piece. So we'll stop there. Either way, the simcha must take place on Purim Day itself. Quickly to recap what we did today, we spoke about the different examples of cities, walled cities from Yishuv Ben Nun, even though they were later destroyed and built by Paul, and then later fixed by Asa, it was really attributed to Yishuv Ben Nun's time, and those days you would read on the 15th. Then Yishuv Ben Levi said, Women Achayv Mikra Megillah, because Af Hena Yubos Anes. He also said that it's a dinyan to darshan Purim when Purim Shchalios B'Shabbos, just like the other Yom Tovim. You might have thought, Gzer the Rabbah, you shouldn't even darshan Purim. Kamashon, you do darshan Purim when it falls out on Shabbos. Then Rishum Levi says it's a mitzvah to read both at nighttime and during the daytime as well, based on the Psukim. And then we spoke about the idea of the Kram going Yom HaKnisa. It wasn't to benefit the Krachim, rather as a reward for the Kfarim, who always bring food and water to the Krachim. We benefited them that they don't have to schlep in a third time in order to hear the Megillah. Then we went through the different sheet. This is Rabbi versus Rabbi Yossi. Either one could have been the author, that when Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, so you read Erev Shabbos, both the unwalled cities and the walled cities are together. That's either Rabbi or Rabbi Yossi. There were two dissenting opinions in the Tanakhamas. And then we had that according to Rabbi, if Purim fell on Shabbos, so then, do you read it Erev Shabbos the 13th, or do you read it on Yom HaKnisa the 12th? Rabbi Paskin, you read the unwalled cities on Yom HaKnisa when Purim falls out on Shabbos. And then we had the concept that everybody agrees you cannot read Megillah on Shabbos, either because Gzer the Rabbah, like Lulav and Shofar, or because the Einayim Shalniyim are Nesuas from the Megillah. They're anticipating their Matas of Yonim, and if we read on Shabbos, they cannot collect their money. All right, everybody have a wonderful day.